Man, I heard that shit before.
Speaking of shit, you heard about Eugene Gu?
Eugene Gu, who's that?
He's that doctor on Twitter, huh? That has a pretty big following, and he's always talking shit about 45 in his Twitter stream.
Really?
Really?
Well, What's he getting shit for?
Well, he was giving shit to the California, was it the senators,
The party
legislators,
Newsom too.
Newsom.
Yeah. The
Well,
party planning committee.
they're having a convention in Maui right now, and I think it must have been last week because there were also Trump supporters out on the beach where the convention was taking place in that area. Anyway, so he's giving them shit on Twitter about, why are you leaving? You should be quarantined, lead by example. And then, like, the next day, he's taking a pic that this dude is taking a picture of him and his wife on Maui hiking on Big Island, on the Big Island hiking.
What?
Yes. And that is when Hawaii Twitter got angry.
Hypocrites.
Are there any other hypocrites in government that you guys know of?
That might take a few minutes for me to try to think of one, Chad.
Did you have one in mind?
Maybe 45?
Yeah, but he's been kind of quiet recently since he didn't concede, but he kind of
Oh,
conceded.
but today he had a press conference that lasted like 1 minute. All he said in there was the stock, Dow Jones, the stock has reached 30,000. And then he was like, thank you, and then left.
That's it?
That's all he did. That's all he said.
Wow, that's crazy. I wonder what Chris Cuomo said about that.
Chris Cuomo, I saw an interview.
With his
It was
brother?
no, I think it was a radio interview or something like
Okay.
that.
With his brother, the governor of New York?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the Cuomo who the governor of New York is.
Yeah.
I meant that Cuomo.
Okay. Do you
I
know
get
his
the
first name?
Cuomo. Governor.
Okay.
Man,
Tell me more.
that's going to be really weird when he has to stop that job.
Yeah, because now he's Governor Cuomo. Soon he'll just be governor.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so he's with all the rising coronavirus numbers all over the country, New York does not want to see this again. They were the epicenter in the beginning of the year, or in the spring when everything was shutting down. A friend of mine who still lives in New York, who lives in New York City, is saying that they're talking about shutting down again for 2 months.
He.
Yes, and then he's also like asking the people. I understand the holidays are coming up, but Thanksgiving, basically tell your parents or your uncles, your aunts, there won't be a Thanksgiving with all of us today. There, I mean, this Thanksgiving, this year. It's just, stay home, basically. But he was on this interview where he was saying, who was coming over to his house? And he was saying, oh yeah, my mom's coming over. The two girls are coming. I'm assuming maybe his daughters or whatever. They're coming over. Yeah, we're gonna have Thanksgiving with the family. And it's like, so all the listeners caught on. And I was like, wait a minute, what the hell? You telling all of us to stay home? Meanwhile, you're having your family come over. I believe that's the hypocrite we could be thinking about. Is it?
I can't believe you would say something like that. Did he have anything to say after he got called out on it?
It's funny you ask that because he did. He came out and said, oh, he didn't want his mom to hear that she wasn't going to be able to come over. So he, not on, not, not that way. Don't find out that way, mommy. I'll tell you over the phone that you cannot come over to my house. Don't find out from the radio interview or podcast, and whatever that interview was, he couldn't tell mommy that way.
He couldn't like unplug the radio at the house or do something else that
He couldn't have, I don't know, told her before he went on the radio. Yeah.
This seems pretty elaborate, an elaborate scheme to it not hurt like her feelings.
It seems more like a pretty elaborate lie to cover up for the fact that that's exactly what the fuck he was going to do. And now he's just like, oh, people know. I guess I got to change my plans.
They're on to me, and it's mom's fault.
You know, I mean, couldn't you have just went, psych, and then they would have been over?
How many angry callers on the radio are you allowed to have before you just go, psych?
I don't know. You would know, James.
Two. Neither do the guys with issues. Yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 17 of the Guys with Issues. Want to give a big shout out to the Kings of Spade for that lovely music. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys very much. And also, listeners, thank you. We love you guys for tuning in every time we drop a new episode. Episode 17. Let's get it started. My name is James Mane. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Hello, snitches.
And Chad Wago.
Hey.
Yeah, this is the Guys with Issues Hawaii's podcast.
Yeah.
Where we discuss the latest events going on in Hawaii, corruption, coronavirus, the follow-ups, and we give... So we give the news about what's going on in Hawaii. We tell you guys all over the world. My Qatari Atari guitarist friend, appreciate having you. Ukulele playing Germany, glad to have you guys. But we don't give the news the way you hear it on the news here in Hawaii, where they're kind of like candy coating the news. They don't want to say that, you know, how it really is. We do that unfiltered, in your face. Fuck you. Boom. That's how we do it. So, oh yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. So,
we're the news. Fuck you. Happy Thanksgiving.
In your thankful face, you turkeys. So,
oh. I'm going to thank you all night long.
I pity the fools, not as thankful as I am.
Very, this is very gangster wholesome. I like it, guys.
This is the Thanksgiving episode. We have a lot of things to be thankful for. Yes. Mainly you guys that listen, and yes, you guys have been listening. You guys have been sharing. Thank you guys so much.
Yes.
We do this for you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for hitting the like button. Thank you for hitting the subscribe button. Thank you for hitting all of those buttons.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you for hitting all those buttons to get that orgasm. So let's get it started. Let's see. Thanksgiving is, depends on when you're listening to this. We're recording this a few days before Thanksgiving. So just want to do a little guys' issues. What are you thankful for? And what are, what are your plans for this pandemic Thanksgiving? This is where in the news they'll bring the graphics. Pandemic Thanksgiving. Oh, wait, you guys can't see, but I'm doing the hand turkey. So, I am thankful for you guys. My brothers are in the gut. I know that's kind of, we all going to say that, but it's true. I mean, I'm glad to be podcasting again. I'm also thankful to be safe. I'm saying safe with air quotes because it's out there, the coronavirus is out there, but there's a lot of people doing a lot worse than I am. I'm not trying to, you know, talk shit or anything like that, but there's a lot of people that are struggling, not just financially, but emotionally, psychologically, from this 2020 pandemic. I mean, it's crazy. And I've had my moments, and you guys have helped talk me out of that. And I had that anxiety just bury me one day. And then you guys helped me. Now, hey, you guys talked to me and got me prioritizing things that helped me chill out a little bit. And one thing that helped was knowledge. And you guys, you know, got me to look things up, and you guys got me to understand how things work. And it's like, oh, you know what? So if, okay, I'm not going to just catch it because it's out there like a zombie is attacking. But if I do take the proper steps, for example, wear a mask, socially distant, and wash hands, you don't really have a lot to panic about. Yes, it's out there. Yes, you can still catch it, but you really reduce the risk. So, thank you.
Was it that cheddar cheese, whole cheese thingy, Chad? What was it?
The layers of security.
Yeah.
There's holes in each layer. No one thing is perfect. But when you layer all of the holes, they kind of cover each other up.
Right. And we do your best. Mm-hmm. It's not 100%. But it's a good, better than doing nothing.
Yeah. Cover your holes.
Just saying, cover all your holes.
Sorry, I heard it a different way.
No, that's how it was meant.
And then, so at the Monty household, we're going a little light. We're going to, we actually ordered.
That's probably a really bad transition. Just cover your holes. Well, in the Monty household.
All holes are covered.
They're all covered with N95s.
So we're going to go light. We're actually not doing a big giant Thanksgiving. There's just whoever's in this house will take part in it. And we're actually ordering one of those pre-cooked meals from one of the supermarkets, and we just warm it up in the morning, and then we have our little feast with just the four of us and our new pets. So we got a new cat, we got a new dog. So there's two dogs and a cat now living in our house, and we just keep bringing in homeless creatures. So what are you doing at the Ke Aloha household?
We are meeting with my dad. It's actually gonna be a really small gathering. My brother and his family decided to do traveling. So yeah, which is actually
only control what you do.
I can only control what I do, which actually technically made it easier on us, because then they would have came back for Thanksgiving, and then I'd have to worry about quarantine. Are they gonna quarantine or not? Now I don't need to worry about that. I just get to worry about what happens to Christmas, but I'll leave that for a future Russell to think about.
Let Christmas Russell take care of that.
Yeah. Then I meet with my dad and my sister, and then just have a little small thing, nothing big. I don't want it big this year. I just want to chill. Mm. I'm just thankful that we were able to get through this year, that we were able to get through these last 4 years, and hopefully next year is going to be a lot better. What about you, Chad?
I think I mentioned last week that I was going to do Zippy's turkey for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Me, my mom, and dad are going to go up to my grandpa and my uncle's place. My grandpa and my uncle have been almost completely isolated for the last, you know, like 8 months. I don't think my grandpa's left the house for anything except to go to the doctor. Even that, he might have done like some telehealth appointments. And my uncle's been working from home for a number of years. Didn't really have to worry about them, but my grandpa said he really wanted us to come over. So it's just like, all right. And I live with my folks. So, you know, we're keeping the bubble real small.
And what are you thankful for?
I ain't thankful for shit. No, it's not true at all. Honestly, this is something that I've been thinking about for a number of years. My life is so good that only one day a year do I stop and say, like, okay, I need to count my blessings, think about all the good stuff that I have, and be thankful for it, and quit fucking complaining for one goddamn day. That's how good that I have it, that I can complain 364 days and not even think about how good everything else is.
Yep, it's been a tough one. You know, I want to point out, I give a shout out to Marshawn Lynch.
Yes, sir.
Who was here in Hawaii, on Oahu specifically, passing out turkeys, which is something he does on Thanksgiving. A lot of people don't know that, you know, it's nothing that's advertised or pushed. But when in Hawaii, in the news, when somebody does something like that, it's all over the news. So, but thank you. He was out there with Chad Owens, the other Roosevelt Rough Rider, at, not like the superstar, Chad Waldo. No,
there was like nine Chads around our age at Roosevelt.
Okay, he's the second best one. Second to Chad Wago.
He's definitely the most famous one, but I ain't that far behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. In your face, Mighty Mouse. So. But yeah, they were out passing out Thanksgiving turkeys.
Yeah, 200 of them.
Yeah, and this was like randomly at an intersection, right? Like he was if you're at a stoplight.
Down by a stadium.
Oh, was it? I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't.
Yeah,
it was
that's what it looked like.
It looked like it was down by the stadium.
Across from where Kmart was.
Yeah.
Wait, is Kmart still there?
Yeah, with Second Save?
No, I don't think Kmart's there. The Second
Save. Oh, yeah. That's right. They closed down. Oh, okay. Outside of Stadium Mall, that intersection right there. Huh? That Ice Palace. Cool.
In between the Ice Palace area and the Second Save area.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's awesome of him to come to Hawaii. I mean, he does have a home here that he spends some months out of the year. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome. You know, if you have the money to do it and share, right on.
And he's done some football camps here too.
Mm-hmm.
So he give back a lot, and I appreciate that. And as far as I can see, he's not looking for that recognition. You know.
Yeah,
he's just trying to do the nice thing. So I appreciate that about him, man. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he wasn't doing any. He wasn't in the news saying I'm going to be doing this. Yeah. I'm going to be doing that. Like, kind of, you know, getting some credit for it. This is what he's doing. I know there was a flyer out, but that might have been put out by somebody else. So
also that's just, you know, to let people know, hey, if you need it.
True. True. True.
Yeah,
to come in. If you need it, come and get it. Oh, I made it sound weird. So let's get it started since it's weird.
I said it's weird.
Yes, that's how we like to start the show. So
the Hawaii Police Union is suing counties over name disclosures. SHOPO is filing lawsuits to have the names of officers who are fired or suspended for disciplinary reasons off of the public record while grievance procedures are underway, at least until all grievance avenues for the officers have been exhausted. Basically, what that means is they're trying to make it so that the names are not being published until they've had every possible opportunity to not be punished for them. Lawsuits are challenging a law that was enacted on September 15th by Governor Ige, that puts disciplinary files of fired or suspended officers into public record. Lawsuits claiming that doing so is unconstitutional because it violates privacy rights, it violates the collective bargaining agreement, and is arbitrary, unreasonable, and has no substantial relation to public health, safety, morals, or general welfare.
I don't know, man.
I kind of feel like it does have something to do with public health.
I think if you are in a position of power like that, you fucked up. I want to know about it. I want to know who you are.
Would this be after, like, they've been found guilty? Or is this, like, they've been arrested for it? Here's who's arrested and what for.
You know that this is for cops, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm just asking. I agree with Russell. I do want to know if, let's say, like, the situation, like, you know, they shoot somebody or something like that. That's basically, or even with that other incident where that guy was harassing a woman and basically using his authority to get sexual favors. Was it sexual favors or was it a date? It was on the neighbor island.
No, I'm pretty sure that happened on all the islands.
Well, there was a specific one that was out recently.
I'm just saying that cops have been doing that for a while.
Yeah. So, like, if the cop didn't do something and somebody falsely accused them, and then they get they're out. Like they say, oh yeah, he was arrested for this because he did this, and there was no proof other than a person saying something happened.
These are officers that have been fired or suspended for disciplinary reasons. I'm not sure. Sorry. I'm not sure exactly how the police department disciplinary procedures work. Mm. If as soon as they're accused, they're immediately suspended, or if it's investigated first before they're fired or suspended.
Oh, I see. I see.
I know that they're not immediately fired, because cops are almost never immediately fired, no matter who they murder.
Oh, always suspended or moved to desk job.
Mm-hmm. Got to investigate it first.
Yeah, I think if it gets to that point where he was fired or she was fired, so they still don't want that name to come out.
Not that's until what saying. Every single avenue for correcting the grievance has been sought out and taken care of. Mm. They want to make it so it's like going to be like they are 100% done with it. Mm-hmm. And there's no chance of anything ever reversing the decision or saying like, oh, well, you know, we could just expunge it from your record or anything like that. So, you know how, like you were talking about, you wanted to make sure that innocent people aren't having this happen to them. In this case, it would be like a regular person was arrested for something and they had a trial and then they appealed and then they appealed again 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 and then they appealed again.
I think it's video step.
I don't know how many times that the police can really like, you know, try and address these things in order to make sure that it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But what it kind of feels like to me is Shoko is making it so it's almost impossible for these names to be coming out.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So it's like if I got arrested, as soon as I got arrested, my name is out. As soon as if I go to court, my name is out. Mm-hmm. Even if it wasn't out before, it's out now. Mm-hmm. I don't have anybody on my side saying, oh, can we not release his name? Can we just keep it quiet until, like you said, we exhaust every avenue of appealing and whatever's. So I get what you're saying. Yeah, I agree. I guess this need a better understanding of it. But yeah, that I mean, even if it was, no matter if it was a cop or if it was a politician or whoever's, yeah, they get arrested. It should be the same as the average citizen who gets arrested. If their name gets out, that you know. Put it out there. Put your name on it.
Huh? It could be years before, you know, everything is totally, totally done, right?
Mm.
So. Yeah, whoever it is that is having the disciplinary measures happen to them. And again, I don't know how it works with the police department down here, but like you can even look at, George Floyd. The guy that murdered him, like he had been disciplined before for unnecessary force. And you look at that kind of thing where it's like there are people that have like, you know, records of like this is typical behavior for them. I understand that the union's job is to protect the people in the union, but aren't the police supposed to protect us? And if there's an officer who has been doing bad things, we the public should know about
it. I agree.
Correct.
Speaking of the police.
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about, Chad?
HPD also recently suspended all of their COVID enforcement teams. Not suspended them because they were in trouble or anything, but they're just like, yeah, we're not going to do this right now. HPD says that they are still going to be responding to COVID complaints, depending on how many officers are available, if they have anything else that they're doing. You know, there's not going to be officers who are tasked specifically with COVID enforcement. And a lot of the people that were the ones calling the cops, like Hawaii Quarantine Copy Breakers, Angela Keene, who is a co-founder of that, she's saying that, you know, it shouldn't be on HPD to have a COVID enforcement team. She wants to have a volunteer task force made up of, like, you know, her people and, retired police officers.
What is her people?
People that are part of the quarantine couple breakers group.
Ah, I was hoping, like, my people. There's some soles out of work, man. Rally up those soles, those big Samoan dudes. Go get some big Hawaiian dudes. We got big local boys all over the place and be like, hey, you guys like scrap. Shoots. No, not with us. Not with us. Not with us. But I tell you what, Waikiki Beach, all these tourists over there not wearing masks. I bet you if you blast them in the mouth, they're going to have to put something to cover their mouth from all the blood coming out. No COVID in the islands. Boom. Like my people.
Would your people volunteer?
Oh, well, you got to at least give them food. At least give them food. Maybe like, okay, so we go. Oh, you know what? Some would, because some get out of bed and just want to fight. Just get out of bed. Like, rah, let's go.
What you said, Mom? What you said?
Hey, who's using my toothbrush, huh? Well, we go already. So then you take them down to Waikiki, where a lot of them are. And I do see them because I don't go all the way to Waikiki, but I'm just like right outside of Waikiki with when I take Tyler to go to her training or something like that. And we're driving in the area, and I don't hate tourists, but I do see them not wearing masks, and they're walking through, and I'm like, where's the mask? I mean, I mentioned a couple episodes ago, like, oh, maybe they don't know, but you guys are right. The thing is worldwide. How do you not know? It's global, James. That means the whole globe knows about wearing masks.
It's like, oh, are you from New Zealand? Are you from Taiwan? One of those places where they haven't had cases in months? Mm-hmm. No? All right, we're going to punch you in the mouth then.
Bam! But, you know, my people won't ask that many questions.
It's more we'll find out afterwards.
No, they can go, where are you from?
Where are you grad?
Why school you in?
2012? Pow!
But, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. The HPD police can't do all the policing. I mean, you know, especially when it comes to this COVID breakers, it should be on, I want to say it should be on us. We're locals and we can go, hey, put on your mask for all of us over here, lick you. I wish I could do that because I'm not a fighter. So I'd be like, hey, put on your mask for all of us, lick you. And they go, oh, we gone. You guys heard that. Go get them, you guys.
I give Angela a lot of credit because that is probably, I mean, there's people who like really like what she's doing, but there's also a lot of people who hate what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, she gets a lot of hate in that there's a Kapu Breakers Facebook group. And yeah, the people get on her. They call her like the Karen of mask wearing. So, but she keeps going. And
because it's what needs to be done. I mean, people are gathering with their families at the parks, and it's like I've seen videos of like Baby Luau with like maybe 50 people. I'm like, come on, you guys. You know, we can get back to normalcy the sooner we get rid of this virus.
Did you see that big wedding, the big Jewish wedding in New York? It was like thousands of people.
Holy Jeez. Crap.
It was like
that's thousands. Even more than at the orgy that got busted.
Yeah, and we'll get to that because that was the after party. No, it wasn't. Wait,
speaking of orgies, Russell.
Wait, are we talking about the wedding still? Or the orgy? Because
let's just put them together. Okay. Like an Oreo.
So there was like a Hasidic wedding that happened in New York a couple of days ago. There was thousands of people and there was somebody videotaping it. Oh. And it was just thousands of them, you know, no mask, in a kind of tight room. I mean, it's a pretty big room, but it was crazy. They're all singing songs, and one of the songs almost sounded like it was like a rave song. something that you'd hear at a Jewish rave.
Wait for the dreidel drop.
And it was all word of mouth. They said that that was the only way you knew.
And that's the way you catch it, is from the mouth. So.
Yeah, germ of mouth.
That's why James's friends punch you in the mouth.
Yeah. Cover that mouth up with bandage or something.
But on top of that, there was
also the nose. Also cover your nose.
Yes.
They'll punch you in the nose too.
Yeah.
I believe the planners of that wedding got fined. I think it was like $15,000 for getting that wedding. But I'm sure they had it's probably part of the expenses that they covered it, you know.
Oh.
Cover a fine like that. There was like, I would say at least 2,000 people there. It looked pretty big.
That's crazy. I mean, in this day and age, you know, like when we watch TV or movies, and these are movies and TV shows that were filmed before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then they do stuff, and we're like, where's, and me and Tyler are watching, we're like, it's so weird because we're like, where's their mask? How are they talking so close together? Coronavirus. And now we're, I don't know, yeah, we're not germaphobes, but we kind of understand. We're kind of like, hey, yeah, you guys are talking kind of close together. Strange.
But there was also, now we'll talk about the orgy. There's an orgy in New York.
I have to clean my ears real quick.
They got busted. There was like 80 people that got caught. There was just like a room full of mattresses and naked people. And I don't know where the article is. I was trying to link it. I thought I put it in here, but I didn't. Oh, there it is. Sheriff broke up the sex party. It's a room full of mattresses and boxes of condoms. And that party was in Queens. It got broken up on Sunday. So
I didn't know orgies was like that big was a thing still. I thought with STDs, with, you know, the pandemic, with, I thought it would be like, people would be like, hey, more cautious. Or is it now they're like, ooh, you can get sick and die from this ass. More exciting. Whoa.
I think if they brought it down to like a tier two opening of swingers parties, tier two. You know, where it's no more than five people at first. I don't think anybody would have got mad.
Can't wait to that tier four party.
Oh, yeah.
25, maybe?
I think when you get there, five people, a swingers club isn't. It's really just one swap.
But you get to 25, woo! But the problem is when you get there, it's like, why is it all dudes, man? What happened? all the women got sick. Oh, boo. So
looks like two party organizers and an attendee were charged with multiple misdemeanors for breaking the regulations. Oh, and they're also selling alcohol without a liquor license. I don't know which one. I don't know why that had to be brought up. I don't think that's the big problem here.
It's not the big problem, but it's like the cherry on top.
Oh, the cherry. There's no cherries in there anymore.
You know what's so weird about this Yahoo News article is that they go point by point of the things that went on, you know. Like swingers club, 1 point. Two party organizers were charged with multiple misdemeanors for this sex party. And the third point is the party comes days after New York City schools close indefinitely. What does that have to do with the orgy? Mm-hmm.
Keep those schools open, man. It stops orgies from happening.
The best part is you keep scrolling down to the bottom of the article. And right before they mention the school thing, they also slip in there that this party is just one of a string of large events that have been broken up by New York police. And they specifically mentioned that there was a 200-person underground fight club also had to break up.
Rumble in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What's happening over there, man? Everybody's getting like, just,
we everyone's just need to going get crazy, together. Right? That's what happens when you get locked down that bad for that long. Because they were, like, trapped. Like, you know how when we were in lockdown, like it was just like, all right, we're in lockdown, but you know, you can still go, you can still go to work, you can still go to the market, you can still go in the McDonald's drive through and everything. It's like, you know how small apartments are in New York? And they were not allowed to do all of that extra shit that we were doing during our lockdown. Like, they were trapped in those fucking closets.
True, true, true.
And now, they're going fucking crazy.
It's like, man, if I don't get out of this thing by next week, I'm fucking 20 people. Where are my box of condoms?
And they were looking death in the face, too. I mean, like, they had, like, the freezer trucks full of corpses. So I think that they're just like, man, I just want to feel alive by either fighting or fucking.
I don't know. It kind of sounded like somebody was dressed up as a Grim Reaper at that swingers party. I was looking death in the face while I was doing the Eiffel Tower with Nancy.
Death gave me a high five.
Death gave me a high five. And speaking of crazy parties that shouldn't be going on, Waikiki.
Could you ever be talking about Russell?
We had one in Waikiki. A lot
closer to home.
Yeah, this one hits a lot closer to home. Oof. There was a pool party of 30 plus people at the Hawaiian Monarch Hotel and condos, and it was in plain sight. They weren't hiding it. People weren't wearing masks. And it pissed off a lot of the residents there. The sheriffs were called, you know, to try and break it up. But they're trying their best to kind of work with the group. But, you know, they weren't giving a fuck.
Well, it's weird because even the security of the building were, like, they came up and they said, hey, you guys, yada, yada, coronavirus, CDC, blah, 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 state mandate. And they just ignored him. Or the security staff. And then the police came and then they told him, hey, yada, 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 this, and, you know, the governor and the mayor. And they said, whatever. And they just, like, they, when the police left, they still kept partying. It's almost like they didn't care. Like, that was the tone, that they didn't care. And they're supposedly welcoming somebody back or something who was, I guess, they were honoring. And they look kind of young, too. So it's kind of like maybe in their 20s.
Yeah, it says a 26th birthday party.
Yeah. So, see, it's kind of like, whatever, man. We'll do whatever we want. This is where Sam and Junior and a Tango Vailoa and a Mariota will go down there and whoop a ass, man. Get a Tuyasa Sopo there.
The Samoan SWAT team.
Yeah. Samoan slap team. That's all you need. Just come by and just pat. Put on your mask. Hey, shh. And that's it. They don't even say, hey, shh. And that's it. And boom. They don't even have, you don't have to touch them. You just, I'll do it. I just go up there. I just go, hey, shh. And that's the sign. Put your mask on. Because one, two, everybody's coming down.
Yep.
Bop, bop. Out and then bust their face. So you're either gonna wear a mask or you're gonna wear a bandage across your mouth and nose, but something's, it's gonna be covered either way.
Man, some violent friends.
Yeah, but so we're against bullying though, but just want to point that out.
Sometimes a practical application of violence may be called for.
There you go.
I can probably 95% guarantee that there is no Samoan slap team coming down. Going down to your hotels, slapping your friends in the mouth. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your husband, because they're slapping everybody out here.
But maybe there should be.
There should be. There should. I think, you know, maybe we got to message Angela Keane and be like, you know what your group lacks? Is some muscle.
Violence.
So I'm just saying, I mean.
Do you know back in the days, the ancient Hawaiians, what would happen when you broke the kapu?
Ooh, smash the head.
Yeah. Now, we won't exactly smash the head with a club, but we will abruptly hit them in the head.
Their head would abruptly stop this club from reaching the floor. No, man, I'm telling you, that's all she. Okay, so here, let me try to sell this to you guys. All right, so let's say that party of 30, right? You don't even need 30 mocs and soles and bradas. You don't need 30. You just need maybe like 2. Because the others can go to other parties or orgies or weddings or whatever. Because just that one, you just got to hit one person out of that 30. And all of a sudden everybody, oh, man, we better cover up. So you get to, you don't have to spend that much money. Because, you know, just a couple of cheeseburgers for those two guys. And they're happy. And that's what we work for, man. Just food. Just feed me. I'll do it.
And I don't think you need to advertise that if you don't wear a mask, you're going to get hit in the mouth. That's something where it's like, I think people will talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Word of mouth, just like the wedding. word of mouth, and I'll write word on the fist. Where you heard him from? Oh, the word of my mouth. Sup! Right on the kisser. That's weird. I got 1920s on you guys.
I wish people would bring home like the fact that things are not going to get better if we keep doing dumb shit like this. Huh. You know, stop being selfish. Everyone, it's people who only are thinking of themselves and not everybody else. You know, there's a lot of people that are just trying to want to get over this shit already and move on. Yeah. So we're trying to do the safety things that we can to kind of lower the spread, trying to get over it, waiting for the vaccines, which there are 3 now, right? And hopefully we can get over this, but we can't. We're going to be overloading the hospitals if you guys keep doing this shit, like, you know, not washing hands, going out in big groups, just doing whatever you like. We're on a small island. It pisses me off, but people don't realize that. They just want to do whatever they want to do.
I feel like there's just, for some reason, for a lot of people, the message that the masks are necessary to protect other people, not to protect you, it hasn't penetrated their fucking brain. Because a lot of the people that do shit like this, they constantly say, it's not going to happen to me, or if I do get it, I'll survive. I don't give a fuck about you. I give a fuck about all the people that you interact with.
Yep.
All the people that you're going to breathe on.
Yep.
Well, the example I like to use, so in high school, when I played football, or I guess any football team, when you do sprints, and this is something that I shared with our football team when they were running sprints. So the sprints that you do is don't go offside, listen to the count, run as hard as you can. And then the coach goes, okay, on 2, said hut, and somebody moves offside. Okay, so instead of 10, now you got 11. And goes, the same thing happens. And all of a sudden, you're up to 15. And then next thing you know, everybody's yelling at these guys that are going offside and just yelling. And then the coach is going, and then they don't hear the count. Then they go offside. And it's like, if you guys, and I told them, I said, if you guys would just shut the fuck up, police yourself, and stop yelling at your players, at your teammates, and trust that they're doing the same thing, we can get through these sprints as fast without adding. So I myself worry about myself. I'll listen for the count. I won't go outside and I'll run hard. And then when you finally get to that point, then all of a sudden you're looking, oh, we're all doing it right. We're all doing it right. But when we're all yelling at each other, listen to the count, listen to the count. And it's just chaos. And then they just keep going offside. And so it's just being accountable for your own actions, which wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance. You don't need to tell other people. And hope, I mean, this is if other people would do the same. If we all did that, it'll go away because it won't have any other body or host to live on. The virus will eventually, okay, there's nobody else to, you know, we can't get anybody else. So the virus dies off or the vaccine comes and saves the day. But if we just, like you said, wear a fucking mask, just take care of, you know, stop your shit from spreading. And if everybody did that, it wouldn't spread.
Yep. Or if it wouldn't spread as fast, and we won't overload anybody and overload our hospitals, because there are people in there with other problems too. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to stop, especially going into flu season.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want that. So,
which, by the way, I just want to point this out. There's a lot of people that you see talking about, like, oh, what happened to the flu? How come no one's getting the flu this year? Are they just counting the flu numbers as COVID numbers? No, you fucking asshole. They're not. All of the preventative measures that we're doing to try and help stop the spread of COVID are also effective on the flu.
Yeah, because we're somewhat covering masks. The one I want to point out is the frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, the paramedics. They had to work hard through the alleged first wave. Some places the wave was still high and just went straight across the second wave. I'm pretty sure, and I was watching on the news earlier, they're sick of seeing people die. They're tired because they're working multiple shifts because, like you're talking about, they're overrun. But they've taken an oath to, even though as people are being stupid, I will care for them. And that's what they're doing. And that's what I hope comes out of this, is that we see who the real heroes are. It's these people that take care of the ones that are getting sick that we can't take care of. But can we at least help them out? Just wear a mask, damn it. Like I said, get a cool mask. Dress like a ninja. Ooh, man. Get out there. Be a ninja. You know, do your twinkle toes, like tippy toes, sneak into stores and, hey, look, I'm wearing a mask.
If you're angry at the government for what they're doing, oh, it's just like, oh, we shouldn't have shutdowns. Wear a mask that says fuck E. Gay. Wear a mask that says fuck Caldwell. I don't care. Just wear a mask.
Yeah. Or else. Chee-hoo! Hey, shh.
I mean, I know this wasn't in our show notes, but, you know, Mayor Kawakami, the mayor on Kauai, he's actually asking to opt out of the safe travel program. Because there's COVID cases that reached Hawaii that were travel related. So he doesn't want to do that. You know, he's trying to save his people, the people on the island. And I don't know if he can opt out of it. We'll find out.
I wish he worked on our island.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people hate him there are some people that hate him. There are more people that love him for what the things that he's been doing for that island. It's obvious that he's trying to take care of his people. There's not a lot of people on there compared to Oahu. There's not a lot of resources compared to Oahu.
Right. So, and that's what he's showing. That's the thing that he's doing that's working, is that he's showing Kauai, I care about you. I don't want you to get sick because stupid Oahu can't handle their own shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take care of you, even though it might be hard. You know, we can get through it together. Because the guys over there in Honolulu trying to make money by letting people who are sick. Like, if he started letting people in, like, if we had the travel thing in the summer when there wasn't it was in between waves, not too bad. But the second wave, I mean, shit. It's more than I don't know the exact numbers, but as a lot of people have it right now in the States. And now you're letting them fly in.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Speaking of caring about people.
Oh, yeah?
Ladies and gentlemen, the guys, the issues, we joke around a lot. We talk a lot of shit, but this is what we do. We're comedians. We like to make people laugh, and we do give our opinions. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't, but hey, you know, that's part of being a human being. We all have different point of views. We all have different ideas, but we do care about you, which is why we're begging you guys, please wear a mask. One thing we don't like is bullying. We are anti-bully. Just too many young people that we are getting bullied and killing themselves. And we would like that to stop. It's not a good reason to, there is no reason for a young person to kill themselves. Seek some help. Maybe if you're out there and you see somebody who needs some help, please reach out, do what you can. I mean, maybe it's not you yourself reaching out, but maybe you can call somebody or tell somebody or maybe ask that person, hey, is there anything I can do? You know, again, we're not experts, but those of you out there, if you're thinking about hurting yourself, please call the National Suicide Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK. Or 1-800-784-2433. That's 800-SUICIDE. Those of you on T-Mobile, you can use the new crisis number. Just dial 988 and talk. It's almost like 911, but this is if you need someone to talk to, you're thinking about hurting yourself, or those of you who are being beaten or hurt and you need some help, somebody you can call on. That's 988, which is the new number that's coming out for that. I'm sure it'll get onto other carriers, but we know that it's available for T-Mobile. If you guys need any help, call. You can also DM any one of us. We'd love to be your friend. We care about you. It's Thanksgiving. Let's spread the love. Or as we say in here in Hawaii, we spread the aloha. We love you guys very much. We want to thank you guys for listening to the episode. Let's see. We're thankful for you guys. Please share the episode with others. Tell people to like our social media. We can keep in touch there. My name is James Mani. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Goodbye, Stitches. Happy Turkey Day.
And Chad Wago.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. God bless you. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Good night.